From GreenMed Info, we now know that extra virgin olive oil is phenomenal, but a new study shows that one phenolic compound called EVOO, oleocanthal, provides many of the health benefits we see from diets rich in the Mediterranean diet. And recently, researchers put this EVOO to the test against cancer. They found that the phytochemical in olive oil was able to induce rapid death in cancer cells, but left all the healthy cells intact. This was done by a joint venture at Hunter College and Rutgers University, and also Monell Chemical Synthesis Center. They investigated the effects of the oleocanthal on prostate, breast, and pancreatic cancer cells. They found that the oleocanthal induced the loss of cell adhesion within as little as 30 minutes. Within 24 hours, 100% of the cancer cells were non-viable. Now, oleocanthal, A-O-L-E-O, oleocanthal, C-A-N-T-H-A-L, works on lysosomes within the cancer cells. And the lysosomes are small organelles, which are the cell's first line of defense against viruses and bacteria. They're also the place where cells store waste. Cancer cells have fragile lysosomal membranes comparable to healthy cells. And so the oleocanthal from olive oil breaks open the membrane around the lysosomes in cancer cells, but leaves the non-cancer cells intact. And that means then they're easy to kill, easy for them to die. So, in lay language, olive oil, known throughout history as the oil of youth, lowers your risk of heart attack, stroke, and turns off genes that turn on heart disease and inflammation. And now we know also that it helps allow the body to kill cancer cells. That is important. So always make sure that you buy the best olive oil. Don't go cheap on it, because olive oil is expensive to grow and process. So if you're getting a cheap oil, there's a possibility you're not getting the real McCoy. And also, always look for DOP, a certified Italian oil. You might think your olive oil is Italian. More often than not, it isn't. About 40% of bottles labeled Italian originated in other countries like Spain, Greece, and Tunisia. And always look the country of origin. If you want to know what country it comes from, always look at DOP. And that's important. That is, D stands for your designation, O for origin, and P for protected. That means those are olives are grown, harvested, processed, and shipped from the place listed on the label. And avoid all light olive oils. Light and extra light olive oils, highly refined. Get the dark, extra virgin olive oil.